Hello and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merrill Parker, and today on the show I'm going to talk about the gift of romantic relationships, and I'm going to share the story from the past year or the past 2 years of how much I've grown due to or compared with 2 years ago because of a romantic relationship. And as you know, I just had my Love Queen, The Making of a Master book launch gathering at my house on the weekend. So I am, and I've been promoting my Love Queen memoir. So that's what it's all about, really, is like, as I have been sharing on my Instagram, is that, you know, I have had a lot of relationships, like maybe 14, like more than 14 that I would consider, like 6 months to the longest was 7 years. And each one I have grown and transformed. So I know there can be a lot of shame around relationships not working out. And definitely I share in Love Queen all the things that I learned along the way, mostly after my marriage, but what would have helped me in my marriage so much and what did help me at the time as well. And then also, yeah, so what just helps in general or now, and to understand maybe the opposite sex better, and to create a better relationship. Because, yeah, through so many, I guess we could call them failures, or so many experiences, and going out with so many different people, that I really wanted to know how to make a better relationship. And so part of that is, I mean, that is also woven into the story of me telling my story of, yeah, my marriage, and then the other relationships that I had after that with a narcissist and with a lot of other characters, let's say. So I weave what I learn along the way into the story. So it is a new kind of genre, really. It is not self-help, and it's not a memoir like the regular memoirs are usually written, but it is weaving those two together. So there's something for I have been told there's something for everyone in there. So some people who are in relationship could benefit from reading it, just even for the recognition of the challenges of being in a relationship. And then really what I learned as well about my energy type and managing my energy and how that related to relationship as well. And also, yeah, just the different books that I read that helped me to understand. And then I was also helping other women to be powerfully feminine, as I used to run courses and workshops in my coaching business a few years ago. And so, yeah, all of this is in the book, woven together, and as well as my journal and my narrative telling the story as well. So it's on Amazon now, and finally it is also elsewhere like Barnes & Noble and other places. And you can also just go to your local bookshop and ask them to order it in. Love Queen, The Making of a Master, you just say Merrill Parker and they can look it up. And it's distributed through Ingram, Ingram, which most books are distributed by. So you should be able to, if you prefer to buy it from a local bookstore, and that will also help to, you know, spread the word as well. And if you can, if you read it and you enjoy it and you could take a few minutes to leave me a review, that would be just so amazing. Oh, thank you so much. That I need reviews the most. So you can leave it on Amazon where you bought it, or on Goodreads, there is a listing for Love Queen there, and you can just leave a review there, or you can leave both the same review. And the other place you could read, you could send it to me, and you can also put it on my Facebook page in the review section, which I think you have to do from desktop. So yes, I'm excited. My book is out, and I'm excited also to get a copy of it myself too. And that should, for those who did the pre-order, that should be coming this week. Some people have already got it. And yeah, just I'd love to see pictures of you with Love Queen wherever you are and wherever she is in the world with you. And just to hear your any kind of questions or feedback about it, just you can either write to hello@morellparker.com or you can message me on Instagram or on Facebook. So, and all the links are in the show notes below, of course, as I always say. So anyway, getting back to my story. So yes, this morning I was thinking about how much I have grown in the past 2 years, and a lot of it is because of going through this relationship that didn't end up working out, but I am glad that I had that relationship because it helped me to grow and to transform again. And as we are always doing, if we're bringing awareness and consciousness to our thoughts and our feelings and our actions. So, why did I start thinking about this? I was thinking about, I was thinking about this year because I think next week I'm going to, for our the last episode of the year, episode 44, I'm going to share with you a end of year ritual that I always do, and it is something to do with reflecting on the year. And I was thinking about this year and how I had gone through a breakup in March or so, and how, I'm so different to that person then, even. So there's been so much that has gone on this year, highs and also some lows as well, or just like really frustrating situations, and as well as, very challenging ones too. And so the ritual I'll share with you next week, it encompasses all of this. So not just the highs, but also reflecting on the challenges as well. But I'll save that one till next week. So it's going to be episode 44, and it will be my 44th birthday on January 3rd. So I love that alignment. So thinking about this year in March, well, thinking about the end of 2020 when I started going out with this person, compared to now, at that time, I remember that I was back at my house after having stayed at my parents' house for a month or more because of the spinal tumors that I had, and then I couldn't walk and everything, and I was recovering, and I couldn't even hardly sit or stand even. I literally couldn't do anything, and then I recovered, and I was still recovering, but I was home alone. And I remember feeling like I was bored at home. And I said to my friend, how I was bored at home. But I couldn't date anyone because, I was still, I didn't know what my future was because I didn't know if the spinal tumors had even gone or the liver tumors had gone at that point. And so I was like, I can't, I'm bored, but I don't want to date anyone because, I don't know what my future holds. And my friend said, you could just go on a few dates, can't you? Just see what it's, just have some dates. So I did go on some dates, and one of them was really like, I met this guy in South Perth. Like, it was one of the, You know what I notice about people who live in South Perth? This is a generalization. They don't like to leave the area. They feel like they've got it all in South Perth. You know, they've got the zoo, they've got the view of the city, the river. You know, why would you leave? Coffee shops, the ferry across to Perth, the foreshore there, and the nice restaurants there. Yeah, like, why would you leave South Perth? So first red flag from this guy was that he was like, oh, do you want to meet in South Perth? And I was in, not in Fremantle at the time, but at my parents' house, which is like halfway between Fremantle and South Perth. And I was like, well, maybe we should meet somewhere more in the middle of where we both live rather than me coming to see you. I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. I did say, let's meet somewhere more central to both of us. So we did. And it was like at like 10:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And then we were, we just met for a coffee. And this guy, like, he was into, like, investing crypto, like that kind of stuff. And, like, that's why I find meeting different people, like, it's really interesting. I learn about a lot of different things. Well, obviously, he didn't feel the same way about me, or he, maybe it was the clothes I wore or whatever, because I only have like two-thirds of my hair, who knows what it is. Maybe it was my personality, who knows. But even before I had, I was drinking my coffee too slowly for him, basically. Like, I got that, like, he's like, so even before I had finished drinking my coffee, he had decided that he didn't want to go out with me. So I hurried up and finished and got in the car. And by the time I arrived home, I had received a message from him saying, like, yeah, he like basically wasn't interested, but in nicer words. And I sent a message back saying, yeah, thanks, yeah, like feelings mutual kind of thing, in nicer words too. But I sat in the car and, like, I just burst into tears and, like, had a good cry. And it was, I wasn't even crying about that. It's like that helped to bring up something else that I had not yet cried about and processed. So that was like the previous relationship that the guy who I had been going out with in the month before I found out I had the spinal tumors, and then he dumped me the weekend I found I had spinal tumors. I don't really want to tell these stories because, like, they're coming in my next book, so it's just kind of a spoiler, but, like, it's pretty funny to look back on it. Like, trying to date under these conditions. And so, yeah, but I think I was, like, processing that and everything that had happened to me. A lot happened to me in 2020. Like, I know a lot of people, a lot happened to everyone in 2020. But, yeah, this, the COVID, the, you know, the pandemic didn't affect me that much because this was, like, my reality at that time, all this stuff. So, I was like, pandemic, whatever, you know, like, because I'm used to dealing with breast cancer and the up and down of that. So I just kind of tuned out to most of what was happening in the world at that time. And so, yeah, when this guy rejected me so abruptly, I cried in the car for a long time, and I was happy. I was processing the other relationship, and who I hadn't quite got over yet. Like, I was still thinking about that guy. I did really enjoy hanging out with him, and but yeah, now looking back, I can see that it was not the right one. And anyway, so after this happened, very soon after this, I met this other guy, and he, like, we met on a dating app, and went on a date, and we actually just really hit it off straight away. Like, we laughed a lot together. We laughed so much, actually. Especially the first 3 months of going out, I was just like crying with laughter and falling over laughing, and it was so good for the soul, you know. And we faced a lot of big challenges during our time together, but that sense of humor, like, we always had a sense of humor throughout, but especially at the beginning, it just felt so good to laugh like that and to have someone get my sense of humor so much as well. And but yeah, the point of saying this is that I came from that broken place, you know, like, and he too was like, it's like that Calvin Harris and Rihanna song, "We Fell in Love in a Broken Place," and I don't think that's a very good place to begin a relationship, because yeah, like, you should do the work on yourself before you get into a relationship, so that then in the relationship, stuff is still going to come up, but you will have more consciousness and tools to be able to deal with it. And like, if you're happy, like if I was happy in my own home life before we met, I wouldn't have rushed into certain things that we did together. I would have been more like patient and fulfilled in my life, so I wouldn't be as focused on the relationship as well. Not that I was like, I don't think I have so much of a anxious attachment system mostly now. I mean, I never had a total anxious attachment system. I can be avoidant as well as anxious, and then also healthy as well. So I don't think I'm particularly one, and I mean, especially not now, but in the past, I would have swung more between anxious and avoidant as well as sometimes healthy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can read Love Queen, because it's in there too. So yeah, so that was my point in saying that. But through the relationship, I helped him to get his life in order. I knew I was killing the chemistry by doing that, but I just felt like this is such a person in need right now that I'm going to sacrifice the chemistry, the polarity of the relationship to help him, because he needed it. And through doing that, though, I also received, and I'd always would check in with my intuition about what to do as well. And but because I did that, it made me realize that even though my life may not be totally perfect on the outside or even on the inside, I'm still a catch. I did not feel like a catch before we met, because I had been through so much in 2020. And even when we were first together, I was still falling down from in the street, like not being like one of my feet did not gain full mobility. Like, I still have problems with it, but not like before. Now we've gone back to dancing and everything. So, but at that time, yeah, I was still fall down, and he helped me through that as well. So I am very thankful to him for that as well. And yeah, but through helping him, like, not just, I helped him a lot emotionally as well as mentally, and just using the law of attraction, talking about that and helping him with ways to change his mindset and energy despite the challenges that he was going through. So because of that, it made me realize that I everyone needs me in their life. So that is why before that I had stopped kind of sharing like things in more of a transformational coaching way. And after the relationship, or sometime within the relationship, I started to share a bit more about, you know, the things I learn in personal development and what I know, and realizing that I am a role model in that, or I can help other people in it, even though it's not my main focus anymore, but it is still something that I am able to share with others. So that's why I put out my transformational guides on a shop on my website at that time last year, because I was, yeah, I'm like, this is a way I could help people. I'm not actually physically able to help, and I don't want to run a course at this point in time, but I'm focused on my books, and that's a way that I'm helping others and putting myself out there, and that's my passion and my focus. So, but I created and released these transformational guides so that other people could have a way to have my knowledge and wisdom and experience in a process. Because, yeah, the thing is, I think, you know, Steve Jobs was the one who said, when you look back on your life, you'll see how all the dots connected. And definitely when I look back, I can see how, yeah, like being an English as a second language teacher for 18 years gave me so many skills that now, like, I used in my coaching business and still continue to use. For example, when I had the coaching business and I would run workshops, like, I was so used to creating lessons. And, you know, it's English as a second language is a very student-centered way of learning. So I taught mostly adults, and it's very much focused on the student, and they are discovering and having an experience for themselves rather than just the teacher standing at the front talking. So that was very similar to creating workshops. And then my mind kind of works in that way too, like, okay, this is what's a fun activity. I was in my English teaching job, especially in the first few years, I always creating activities for the students. And so in the workshops, that's what I would do too. Like, this is something that I want to teach, but then what is something that is going to, what's an activity that the workshop attendees can do? And also on the courses, and now in the transformational guides, is like, I am offering an experience. And so I am quite good at breaking, I mean, I am very good at breaking down the process of doing something, so in order to have that experience. So yes, so that is where the transformational guides came from. And if you're interested, they are all on the shop at my website, and the link is in the show notes. So that was something I received from the relationship, and just that confidence in myself, firstly, as a person who's able to use the law of attraction and help others to manifest and to just have a change of mindset to be a more positive, happier outlook on life. And then, well, I did, of course, also from him, I also received a new website. He created for me a new website, and a lot of other ways that he helped me as well with my garden and home furnishing. There's been things that have just up leveled in many different ways thanks to that relationship. And then after we broke up this year, it's funny to look back on the person that I was then. And I know it's like when you break up, then you go through like a bit of a phase, a bit of a process because you're so used to having that other person there for talking to and everything, like a best friend. So it's, yeah, like all my friends pretty much have young families, and so they are busy with them. So I have really great friends, but it's not like we can get together all the time. And so I do spend a lot of my time alone. And so when we broke up, I tried to go out as much as possible. I'm like, okay, I've got to make some new friends. So I would try to go to these meetup group events, and they were fun. I enjoyed them, but it's like once I had gone once or twice to a group, then I was just a bit like, okay, that's not, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I've had enough of that. So one of the groups that I went to, I tried to go to a human design group, but because there wasn't one in Perth, then I said, okay, I'll go to a law of attraction group instead, because, you know, people there enjoy talking about law of attraction, and so do I. I mean, I more practice it now than talk about it, and it's not so front and center of my mind as it was a few years ago, but it's like a couple of years ago, it really helped me to put my life back together, and I really dove into it, and would listen to the videos every day and try to implement it like a bit too obsessively. But still, it had a very positive effect on my life, and it still does today, although sometimes I forget like about it when I am frustrated and going through something. That this year has really taught me, through all the frustrations of, I've been through a lot of transformation in many different areas, but there has also been a lot of like annoying situations in the different areas as well. And it's always, though, when I decide to be happy anyway, that the thing manifests. So that is really the law of attraction. It's like you do the thing and then you get into alignment, you be happy anyway, and then you're in the energy of having what you desire. So rather than what in the energy of lacking what you desire. So that's a tip for you, or a reminder. So one of these groups I went to was a law of attraction group, and I mean, it was fun at this group. It was kind of far for me to get to, but I did enjoy it, and I think I went twice. And at the second one, I told the story about how I used the law of attraction to manifest my new kitchen, and afterwards, then I went home and everything, and afterwards someone from the group found me on Instagram and wrote me a message and said she really appreciated hearing my story. She found it inspiring. And that was the thing I had noticed in the group. I was like, okay, everyone's talking about the law of attraction like in a kind of theoretical way. And what I had wanted and expected was to hear some stories about it, and stories about how it worked in your life, because, you know, that is half of the manifesting process as well. We need stories because they imprint on our subconscious, and then we believe that that thing is possible. And that is the beauty of stories. And that is why I started, or one of the reasons why I started this podcast about stories, because we learn through experience, you know, and we learn through, it's like while we're, the subconscious works in that way, that while we are doing something else, it remembers the things, the details. So they did a study on students studying at the library, And what they found was the subconscious, or what they remembered more were the detail, not so much what they were learning, but the details around, like the periphery details. So I try to incorporate this in when I'm doing visualization. And I found that a lot last year was that when I was visualizing, I would often manifest the thing, not the main thing in my visualization. First, I would manifest the details around it. So, for example, I manifested a new carpet upstairs that was in one of my visualizations, and it happened very quickly. And it was just a symbol of, yeah, like when this other thing manifests, then I'm going to get a new carpet. And so that's part of the detail in my visualization. So yeah, that is about the subconscious mind. So yeah, so what the point is that I, in listening to this story, you might be enjoying yourself listening to the story, but your subconscious is also getting programmed to believe in the possibility of manifestation and the law of attraction and healing and wellness and happiness and all the other things that I talk about, what's possible, travel and adventures and positive experiences through challenges in life as well. So after this woman contacted me on Instagram about my law of attraction story, I thought, yeah, that's what I was feeling, that I would have liked to hear more stories rather than just talking theoretically about the law of attraction. And so after she shared that with me, that's why I started to talk more about manifesting and the law of attraction on this podcast, because I was like, yeah, you know what, like I actually am quite an expert in the law of attraction, and I use it and I create my reality in this way. It doesn't mean that I don't have challenges and that things always come like super easy. There's still certain things we have to go through in life in order to become the person we need to be to receive our desires. And so in order to receive that romantic love of your life, relationship, then we obviously do have to experience some challenges and some education in learning through relationships as well, if not through studying and books and stuff. But you know, we can spend a lot of our time learning about it, and it's only then when we're actually in the relationship that all our stuff comes up and we're able to process and to implement what we learn and to be more conscious and to grow. That's the real work that comes, because sitting by, I said this in my newsletter this week, that when we're sitting alone by ourselves at home, we can think we're very enlightened, you know, like, oh no, you know, I'm perfect and I, you know, it's other people that are the problem or whatever. But when we actually go out into the world, then, or we do things that are out of our comfort zone, then we get to really grow. And because that's when the ego arcs up with its voice about, you know, like judging, like the ego is like the judge or the inner critic or the chatterbox. So that's when the ego comes up and it will bring up all our limiting beliefs. And so we will see the places where we still need to grow and we need to change and transform some of those beliefs in order to take the action and have the healthy relationship that we desire. So yeah, so not just through the relationship that I had did I transform, but even through the breakup I transformed. And there were some situations that were a very challenging, very difficult to work through. There were times that I really wanted to send abusive texts, telling it like it was, you know, like telling it like, you know, along, I wrote at least one very long, I'm stretching my fingers out, like my thumb and my forefinger, like long text that I wanted to send at one point. And my mum thankfully convinced me not to do that. And I am really happy that I didn't, because that was just an in-the-moment reaction rather than a mature response to the situation. Because the thing I learned too is that you can't go around telling people like what their problems are, you know, like no one's going to listen to you. There's a way of handling situations. And one good thing I learned this year was to let people, let the natural outcome play out. That was a big lesson. It's like, I don't have to go around telling someone, you know, what I think of them or why they're wrong or blah, blah, blah. I just let the natural consequence play out. Like, the same for me. I will, you know, see the result of my actions, and I will learn myself, because that's what we're all doing, you know. So that was a really great lesson. I had to learn, you know, that ego, especially when you break up, that ego starts up again, that egoic mind with the, you know, anxious thoughts or the attack thoughts or whatever, maybe attacking yourself or maybe attacking another person. And it is the work on the path to more enlightenment is to be able to recognize that and to be able to come back to presence, to come back to the present moment, just being here now and enjoying the present moment. And so that has been another of the greatest gifts that I have received from this breakup and this year, is that I learned to be happy by myself at home and to really appreciate it as well. And not even, now when I'm talking about that, I don't even mean, as I shared in the last podcast or so, about, you know, I'm not sitting at home watching TV anymore and I'm just at home staring out the window at a tree, you know, and like completely happy being with myself and my inner being. I went to a music festival by myself. I'm not running around like trying to find something out there that is going to provide this harmony and peace that I feel inside of me. Now, of course, I love to go out and to have fun and everything, but I'm a lot more considered about it at the moment than I was back in the first half of the year or March. Just really content. And so now, or soon, doesn't have to be now, but this is a good space to be in to then get into a relationship. Because I am still not perfect and still don't have everything in my life in order, but like emotionally I am in order. And I learned through the relationship as well, just like I'm actually a high achiever. Like that's what I realized. Like I have discipline, I have good organization, I keep myself healthy, I go, you know, like go to the gym, but I'm not too like Nazi strict about it, and I have my passions and I have my purpose and all these things. So the things that I can control I am pretty good at. So that, for that reason, I know now that I am a catch. And also emotionally, I learned from this relationship too that I'm actually really like able to handle my emotions emotionally, like not all the time, of course. I get like angry as well and like and be mean sometimes, but most of the time I can handle my emotions. So for those reasons, I am really grateful for the gift of this relationship, this past relationship, and of course for all the other relationships as well. But this is just a reflection mostly on this one this year. But if you want to read about my other ones, don't forget to check out Love Queen, The Making of a Master. And you can download a sample on Amazon and read it and see if you don't get hooked. And then you can either buy the Kindle version or the paperback version. And as I said, you can get it from other places as well. And thank you for leaving me a review as well. So that is my episode for today. I hope that you have had some of your own reflections or will have some of your own reflections on the gift of some of your past relationships and how they helped you to grow and were perhaps exactly what you needed. Because I believe that this relationship and the past relationships as well were actually exactly what I needed to grow. And thank you. I wish you a lot of love until next week for our last episode of the year. Bye for now.